Erev Tisha B'Av, Tavshin Ayin Hei, Beis Tefillah, our second shir. We're going to discuss today, is Tisha B'Av a holiday? Is it Babai to the Torah? Is the Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Or maybe not. Maybe I can just dream and waste my time and do nothing. Is the Bittul Talmud Torah or not? The Gemara in Moed Katan, Tezvav and Aleph Darshans, Ovel Asur B'Divrei Torah, Midikomar Achmoneli Yecheskel Doim. Yecheskel, in Perekhov Dalet, was told by Hashem, I'm going to take your family, but you will not be like, you will not be allowed to have a Velus, like an Ovel. And therefore you will not be, says, you will not act like an ovel of doim, of being quiet. So mashma, that an ovel has to be doim. Quiet from what? From Torah. And therefore an ovel is also b'divrei Torah. The question is, in Sukkah Chofei Amud Aleph, it says, ovel chayuv b'kol ha-mitzvah is amura is ba-Torah. An ovel has to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah with the exception of tefillin, because it says pe'er. So we have a contradiction. On one hand, an ovel is also b'talmud Torah. On the other hand, the ovel has to keep all the Torah, including mitzvahs talmud Torah. Seems to be a contradiction. Rashi in Moed Katan Chof Aleph Amud Aleph says, relate to this point, and he answers, Hosam shar mitzvahs ba'alma. Avahani isbu simcha. When we say an ovel is chayv kol mitzvos haTorah, it means other things which are not contradictions to the avelus. Mitzvos ba'alma, all mitzvos ba'alma, which are not direct conflicts with the avelus, he must keep them all, with the exception of tefillin, because tefillin is pe'er and he's an ovel, they don't work together. But mashenke mitzvos which directly contradict the avelus, those he is potter, and therefore he's potter from Talmud Torah. That's what Rashi says. The Ritva in Moed Katan Tezvav Amud Aleph says, Yesh Leimar, since he reads Kriya Shema, Shachris V'Arvis, his Yotze, his Talmud Torah. And Ovel's Chai B'Kol HaMitzvahs. What about Talmud Torah? He fulfills his Talmud Torah through Kriya Shema, Shachris V'Arvis. That's what the Ritva says. But la'alocha is not so simple, because in Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that Birkas Avas Ava Rabo Avas Olam can pattern the Torah, can act as a Birkas HaTorah, on the condition that you learn straight adjacent. You learn, you don't make a hefsek. You yoytze Birkas HaTorah by saying Avas Olam Ava Rabo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'yesh listapik isagi bekor kriyas shema." To fulfill, you said the bracha. You have to start learning. To fulfill the requirements of Torah, there's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch. Is kriyas shema, is that sufficient or not? What's the shaila? Why not? Isn't kriyas shema Talmud Torah? Why is it a question? Help me out. What do you mean?
Is it Kavan Latzeis Mitzvah, or is it...
Well, because the Mitzvah Zichas Kavana, that's why? Yeah. The Mitzvah Zichas Kavana?
If that's what you intend to fulfill the Mitzvah, reading Krishna, not intending to do Talmud Torah.
Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because you're reading a Derech Tefillah. You're not reading Kriyashma as learning Torah. It's part of the Tefillah. Therefore, it's just topic whether that counts as Talmud Torah or not. And the Shmur brings the Goyin, who says it does not. So we see that the Kriya Shema the Ovel is saying, it's midin Tefillah. It's questionable whether indeed it's Mekayim Talmud Torah through that Kriya Shema. Therefore the Ritva's suggestion, the Ritva's answer, we have a contradiction. On one hand, an Ovel is also about Talmud Torah. On the other hand, an Ovel is Chayav B'Kol HaMitzvos Shabbat Torah. What about Talmud Torah? mitzvah, which was answer, he's mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah through Kriya Shema, is not so simple. Because it's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch if that's indeed the case. So again, Rashi says he's really potter, but when we say he's chayav mitzvah, it means external mitzvahs which don't conflict with avedos. So which was answer, he's mekayim Talmud Torah through Kriya Shema. Says Lo'aruch HaNer, Lo'aruch HaNer in Sukkah Chof Emud Beis. I have another answer. How's the Ovi Yotze Talmud Torah? Of course he Yotze Talmud Torah. He learns the Dvoim HaRoim. Right? An Ovel. Like in Tisha B'Av. Even we don't learn regular Torah, but we learn the Dvoim HaRoim. Eicha, and the Toichachos, and Hilchos Avelus. Of course it's Yosef. Who said he's part of the Talmud Torah? He has limited what he can learn. But that is Chayav Talmud Torah. Says the Matan Yehuda. So why didn't Rashi say that? When Rashi asked the question, on one hand, he's part of the Talmud Torah, on the other hand, he's Chayav Kol HaMitzvos. What about Talmud Torah? And Rashi has the answer, it means things which don't directly conflict. Why didn't Rashi say, who's his Chayav Talmud Torah? I'm going to draw him a Roim. Says Mat Yehuda, Mikan, that the Ovel is Potter from Talmud Torah. You want to learn? You can learn Dvoy Maim. But it's not Chayav in Talmud Torah. That's a Rashi's answer. He learned his Mekayim is mitzvah to Dvoim HaRoim. And indeed, the Kaf HaChaim says, in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Im Ein Roitze Limoit Klal, Rashai. You know to. Velo Yom Rinon, Kevin Shemutor, Eino Rashai, the Vata Talmud Torah. You don't say, since you're allowed to learn Dvoim HaRoim, that you cannot think, then you cannot buckle the time. No, Vashai. You got a p'tur for Talmud Torah. It's a day off. Hazei halt the Kaf HaChaim and the Matan Yehuda, who's been dying from Rashi. The fact that Rashi didn't answer to Dvoim HaRoim means it's a day off. There is no chiyuv Talmud Torah for an Ovel. Yes? Yes. The mace has been buried already. The Zdei Chemet brings the Shut Maritats, who asks, how is Avelus de Rabbonon doiche mitzvah Talmud Torah de Raisa? Avelus is de Rabbonon. How can you override the mitzvah de Raisa of Talmud Torah? Because in Tefillin it says Pe'er, is this not in a situation of Pe'er? What's the Divrei Kabbalah? Pe'er. Oh, Pe'er? Okay. Maybe it's the definition of what Tefillin is. Yes?
Shofar is a stronger example. So it's like you have a few of Duraisa and it's also to be able to drop on.
Maybe that's it because they're choshesh for Duraisa, they're choshesh you come and choshesh Rabbim.
Maybe the fact is, from the Torah's perspective, you have to blow the shofar. So, but Chazal, the power to say don't do it. That's, but you can say it, really it's a weaker example, but you can say any mitzvah from a Durabana, you have to stop burning, close the Gemara, and go light Nair's Kaaba.
So, what you're saying is correct, obviously correct, because the Zdei Chemet says that they have a koach of Sheval Tase. So obviously that must be correct. But what I really want to get to is the Zdei Chemet says to me, I don't understand your shayla b'chal. What do you say? What's the question? How can the Rabbanon battle mitzvah d'oraisa? What are you talking about? Who's mevat the mitzvah deraisa? Go learn dvarim aroyim. I don't get what you're shayda b'chal. The mitzvah, I don't get the mitzvahs. What did you say? You're asking how to mitzvah rabbanon mevat the mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah. Who said the mevat? Who said the mevat the mitzvah deraisa? Go learn dvarim aroyim. You have a chiyuv to learn Talmud Torah. Just learn dvarim aroyim. I don't get the shayda b'chal. So we have a very big machlokes. The Matta Yehuda and the Kaf HaChaim learn that there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah b'chlal. It's a day off. And here we see that the Chaim is learning another way. And the Aruch HaNer as well. You learn Dvarim Aroyim. In the Pischei Tshuva, Yorodeh Sim Shim Pei Dalet Tzif Aleph, he brings the Shut Chacham Tzvi, who's discussing someone whose wife died on Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach. It's Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you don't do Avedas B'Frayestia, but Betzina you do. You have to keep Avedas Betzina. And yet he was matir, the Chacham Tzvi was matir to this husband to learn. So we bury on Yom Tov Sheni.
Which Yom Tov, the first day of last
day? Does it matter? Nothing matters. Yom Tov Sheni, obviously she's been buried already, because we buried to Goyim, we bury on Yom Tov Sheni. Now he's an Ovel. And he was matir for the husband to learn Mishnayos, to learn Torah by himself. Even though he's an Ovel. And even though we keep Dvarim Shebetzina, things which are not public, we keep. This is why. Says the Chacham Tzvi, because dafka during the week an regular ovel, who can learn dvoim aroyim, he's also the Talmud Torah, but you learn dvoim aroyim. Then that's what we ask the Talmud Torah on him, because you have an alternative, dvoim aroyim. Ma'ashen ken ba'moyed, it's inappropriate for him to learn dvoim aroyim. It's still Yom Tov. He can't learn dvoim aroyim. And if you're going to ask it to him learning Dvarim regular Torah of Sameach, so he'll be Yoshev Batel. Ve'eino nochon neyshev Batel matamot Torah mikol v'kol. And therefore he permits him to learn Talmud Torah. Betzina. By himself. So you see, obviously you see that from the Chacham Tzvi, he definitely holds that the Chiyuv Talmud Torah, just we're limited to Dvarim Aroyim. It's not a day off. And therefore, in a situation where you can't have Dvarim Aroyim, he permits the Ovel to learn the regular Talmud Torah. It says by Esav, Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov, after Yaakov saw the brachas, Esav hated him, Vayoyim Esav v'libay, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Ovi Vahargos Yaakov Achi. I'm waiting for the days of Evel Ovi to come, and then I will assassinate Yaakov. Says the Kli Yochel, why dafka Yimei Evel Ovi? Because Esav knows that an Ovel's also to the Talmud Torah. And therefore, and he knows that Yitzchak has promised Yaakov. As far as only Kashet Torit, only when Yaakov will stop the Oisiv Torah, then Esav can overpower him. And therefore he's waiting for Yaakov to stop learning. When would that be? During the Avelus. And during the Avelus to be able to attack Yaakov. So what do we see from here? What do we see from the Kli Yochel? There's no Talmud Torah. If indeed there's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah, then it's vital Yaakov will be learning this Dvarim Aroyim. The fact that Esav, going to the Yochel, is waiting for that Vedus to come and Yaakov won't be learning, by stories, there's no Chiyuv, there's no Talmud Torah, even in Dvarim Aroyim. But I did see, I saw the name of the Ger Rebbe, that he says no right from here. The Pshat is, Torah, to protect you, as we told you, learn the Simcha. And the Torah of Dvarim Aroyim is not Torah of Simcha. Chus is the Talmud Torah, but it's not Simcha. And that's why you won't be protected from Esav. Okay, so this was our first part, where we discussed, is it a day off or not? The answer is, according to the Kaf HaChaim and the Ma'at Yehuda, then it's a day off. But according to many other Achronim, the Chacham Tzvi, and who else? Shutiv Yatziv, it's not a day off. Rather, there's still Chiyuv Talmud Torah, but rather you limit it to the Dvarim HaRoyim. Yes. Mashiach, he wants to. You have to. No, you don't. There's nothing wrong with learning Dvarim HaRoyim. You don't have to. Because an Ovel Betzin is potter from Talmud Torah. Okay. Now. No, he doesn't. He says Rashai. He says Rashai. According to him. The other Chayim are different. I thought they hold it still a Chayim. Okay, now I want to discuss how do we learn the Dvarim HaRoyim? In what fashion? I'm missing one of my notes, so excuse me. Okay, now we're going to discuss. Okay, so now in Tisha B'Av we're learning Dvarim HaRoyim. What happens if we can we make a chavrusa and mamash go into things and have some gewaltige shtikach Torah in Tisha B'Av, mamash a mahalach, gewaltig from the beginning to the end, a great time. Is that permitted or is it asur? What's the answer? Asur? That's it. Is it permitted to have a good time when you're learning Tisha B'Av in Dvarim HaRoyim? It's good to learn some good marals, make find a stira, a good stira in the maral and have a good answer. Is that good? It's a mutar asa. The base Yosef in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, it's a golden base, brings the Truvas Ma'aril. The Truvas Ma'aril says it's better to learn Be'iyun on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's difficult. Be'iyun, Shver. It's better to learn Be'iyun. You have to like break your head. What?
I think my shop is like, if that's going to hurt your head,
is that? I don't remember. In the Birka Yosef, Yerodeh Simon Shin Pei Dalet, he says the following: Reisi le'echod me'agdoilim, I saw one of the great people, Bimei Evloi, doing his, he was the Ovel, Sha'loimed Hilchos Avelus Bi'iyun Nimratz, who's Mamash Oisik Bi'iyun, Beinu Ben Atzmoy, U'mashi HaMechadesh, E'akosef U'mal HaSefer. He was learning Hilchos Aveiros Biyun, and he was writing down the Chidushim. Velini Delav Shapri Ovid says the Birkei Yosef is doing wrong, because Vaday he's Sameach En Simcha LeBal Torah Yosef Mizeh. You only have to learn the Pshutei Advarim. As they zogt the Birkei Yosef, the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerodeh Simen Shin Pei Dalet Zikotan Hei says, I think that this God was doing the right thing. He was perfectly correct to be learning Be'iyun Nimratz, Vilchas Avelos, and Bimchadash Chidushim. Number one, we saw the Beis Yosef brings the Mariel. It's kedai to learn Biyur. Number two, since you're learning, for an Odom Godol Be'echreach, it has to be you'll have Chidushim. And once you have Chidushim, you got to write them down. Because the Dover of it, something goes, and so you don't have a Hefset, you're allowed to save yourself from a Hefset. So once a Chidush entered your mind, if you don't write it down, it's called a Dover Hefset. Now what about Simcha? What's wrong with Simcha? What would an Ovel do if his business did so well? His stocks went up. He's an Ovel and his stocks went up. He's not going to be B'Simcha. It's Bal Korcho, he's B'Simcha. What should an Ovel do if his wife gave birth to a Ben Zohar when he's an Ovel? He's not B'Simcha. What should a Bal Torah do when he puts on tefillin? But when he's found the Chavona, tremendous Simcha. So what's supposed to happen? It says Orach HaShulchan, the only asset in Ovel to lechatchila, do a Maisa of Simcha, to go and learn regular Torah. But if you're learning and the Simcha comes, Memela, it's Mutter. You're learning Iyov. What's supposed to happen? Iyov is such a difficult sefer. So how is it possible to break into it and you manage to get pshat? How is it possible to stop the simcha? Ein ze elo mina matmim v'kach ani oli ikar ledinam. The paskins can't lechatchil a plan to have simcha. Once you're learning, you can learn properly. And you learn properly, it's called a simcha de memela, and therefore this God did the right thing. And that's how he passes the Maisa. That's the Orach HaShulchan Hilchos Avelus. The Orach HaShulchan Hilchos Tisha B'Av has a different Knetch. And he says, every Torah has Simcha to it. Even Dvorim Aroyim. Nefesh HaYisraelis is happy to learn. But, so what's the Hetzah to learn Dvorim Aroyim? The fact that we're learning about Tzoras Yisrael, that counterbalances it. It's true you have a great pshat, but amaisi you oisik with Dvorim Aroyim, you're learning about Tzoras Yisrael, that makes the heter. It's mevatel the simcha. So that's why you can't choose to learn things which are not Tzoras Yisrael. But things which Dvorim Aroyim, you can learn, and even though you have a chidushim, it's still fine. The Chazon Ish told Reb Chaim, it's lo yitochen that we're allowed to learn Gemara, not Be'iyun. End of our kazeh. Can't be, we're supposed to learn Dvorim Aroyim without Be'iyun. And therefore it was matter to Reb Chaim to learn Dvorim Aroyim Be'iyun with all the Pirushim. But the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tov Kun Mundad, it says no. He says, and you can only learn Pashton Shel Dvarim. He's Cholek. You can only learn the Pashton Shel Dvarim. You must realize what happens if the Maisa got some good Chidushim, even going to the Mishnah Brura. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, Kuv Beis Amud Beis. Omer Rava. High Dina, the following Din, the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Gar Mirna, I learned it from Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Do'oma Be'Beis HaKisei. These halachas I heard from him in the Beis HaKisei. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ichi Ovitochi, how could you learn Beis HaKisei? But, V'koma Koi Muta Lehara, Chutzmi Merchat Beis HaKisei. It's also to think in learning in the Beis HaKisei. Ask the Gemara, Lo Oin Soi Shani. It's an Oines. His mind doesn't stop. And therefore, you have a head of Oines. And the Gemara speaks of Alochas we learned from the Beis HaKisei, which he said in Beis HaKisei. Once I heard a very harsh of a Talmud Chacham, on the day after Tisha B'Av, and he's saying over Chidushim, he's Mechadesh, Gewaldige Chidushim, Eicho, Briyat Shailas, and Tirutzim. So he said, how can I tell you what my Chidushim? He said, L'Oin So Shani. It's called the Oines anyway. That's how we should have this type of Oinsim, that we can't, our brain doesn't stop. We're so into the learning, we can't stop. Interesting, in the Chochma Shloima, in Or HaChaim, Simin Tzadik Gimel, Sivkot Gimel, he brings the question of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen asks, the halacha is not allowed to daven, you're only allowed to daven to Halacha Psuka. In the middle of the Sugya, not allowed to daven. Because your mind, unless you get to clarity and a conclusion, only then can you daven. Because if you're not going to daven, if you're going to daven in the middle of a sugya, your mind's going to be thinking about the learning during the davening. So he asked the Trumas Hadeshen, Maishno, you know how to daven only through Aloha Psuka. How is he allowed to go through a merchatz? It doesn't say you can only now to enter a merchatz if you have Aloha Psuka. Why is it by tefillah we're concerned that you may be thinking and learning? Why is it in the merchatz and mekoyim esam to nofi we're not concerned? That's what the Shulman Sadeh asked.
You feel you have to have some special kavanah. Merchatz you just don't believe anything.
Okay, but the point is you're going to be thinking and learning. That's the point. Your mind's not going to stop. So mali betfila, and mali bebeis merchatz. Says the Chochma Shloima. Very simple. If your mind works in the base of Merchatz, don't worry about it. It's called Lo'in Tzayshani. It's called Oines. What about Tefillah? Say it's Oines. You tell me. Why is there no Ptur Oines by Tefillah?
It's not performing
Oh, Kvaldi. Says Mordechai. The difference is, in the base of Merchatz, I'm not supposed to think and learning, but I have an Oines, it's fine. In a tefillah, what's going to help you to have oines? But you didn't daven. Oines is not going to help you. And a chame was oines. But you're not davening. Therefore, you have to, that by tefillah, you have to be makpid only to daven to Aloha Psuka. So all of Yadenu, what we learned today, that is it a day off? Machloikas Achreinim. Is it a day off? How do you learn Dvoim Aroyim? According to the Chazon Ish, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to learn Dvoim Aroyim, you have to learn it properly, and if Chidushin come your way, it's fine, don't feel bad about it. So Simcha Hashem Emela, you have the Torah Yisrael that cancels it out. Therefore, it's mutar and lechatchila. According to Mishabura, you're supposed to learn passion shel dvarim. You're not supposed to go into the yun. It's not supposed to happen. It's cholik. If it does happen, you have a ptur of oines anyway. And if you get a chidushim, you have to write them down because it's called dover of it. We'll just finish off as my brother-in-law told me, and his yeshiva, the Mashgiach, said. Any bocher who doesn't have a problem of thinking and learning before Birkas HaTorah has a problem. If you're not faced with a difficult situation, and you get up in the morning and you're thinking and learning and you have to stop yourself, say, well, one second, I have to do Birkas HaTorah. If you don't have that problem, you have a problem. You should be zeicha to have those problems. You should be zeicha that we're so into the learning that our mind cannot stop, even the Beis HaKiseh HaLevai, that should be our... That should be our trials. Halavai that davening. That the kids are, we should have that nisyon. These are nisyonos we should have, not other nisyonos. Rather, we have to control ourselves. But these should be our control. Should be not about negative thoughts. Should be our learning. We're so into our learning. We're so excited that we have to mamish hold ourselves back before davening and make sure that we have locha psuka. Those should be our nisyonos. And we get up in the morning when we're thinking and learning. Now, Shach would write in the middle of the night, he would get up and write down Chidushim during the sleep. He would write down during the course of sleep not to lose the Chidushim he got. That's how it used to be. These should be on Yisrenas, and we should be Zoicha, to be on a Beis HaMikdash, and we should all together be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you very much.